Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 23rd day of June in the year of our Lord, 2018. Ori will not be joining us today. Somehow, I guess when we were up in St. Louis Wednesday, she picked up one hell of a cough, and she was up all night coughing her head off, and she's finally sleeping, and I don't have the heart to wake her up. So Rick and I are going to play this on our own. How you doing this morning, Rick?
Well, I'm doing just fine, and by way of newsflash, I will tell you that about a third of the population of St. Louis is decimated with some kind of a cold virus, and that's pretty unusual for this time of the year.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm sure that's what Lori picked up. But I mean, she sounded terrible, just like a dry cough, not coughing nothing up, just waking her up every 10, 15 minutes, coughing her head off. So, I don't know. Anyway, anything you looking at in the news today, Rick?
Oh, in the news. There are fascinating things in the news. And I guess we can get into that in a few minutes, but I will say that with respect to the news, I am still watching news stories and events that are, I would say, they're tentacles of the dumping of the $48 billion of U.S. Treasuries by Russia as the world, not just Russia, continues to de-dollar and use up or get rid of U.S. debt. So you're seeing that out of France, Spain, well, a lot of European countries are getting rid of or reducing, Japan even, one, you know, yep. our ally Japan has over the past year rid themselves of a fantastic amount of treasury. You know, for those people that don't know, a treasury bill or a T-bill is an instrument of debt. It's basically you're agreeing to loan the U.S. government a certain amount of money at a certain interest rate over a certain period of time. That's what it is. So
exactly.
We've got a lot of people in the know who aren't trusting the U.S. right now and don't want that debt on their books. They're not willing to continue forward sustaining that risk. So they're doing what they can to get rid of it, and eventually those chickens will have to come home to roost here in the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, remember, I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday, you and I were talking on the phone, and our phones died simultaneously due to no batteries.
Yeah.
Remember I mentioned that I heard through the grapevine that Putin dumped all that paper gold? Well, I found out why he did. He bought physical. I don't know if he made them fulfill the contracts or he cashed in the paper gold and bought physical. I don't know which. But they really loaded up last month, they being the Russian Federation.
Well, you know, and I've got, you know, literally page after page here concerning this exact, I wouldn't call it a phenomenon, really. I'd really just say that, you know, if four comes after three and five comes after four, this, you know, to anybody who's thinking at all, is rational at all, these events make sense. They just make sense. And the reason that, you know, and I realize, you know, I'm not an economist. Everybody knows that I'm not a financial advisor. But, you know, the fiat system, which we have, they never do last. For more than they have a lifespan, and they're actually by design. They're designed at some point to collapse. So I think maybe that piece of information will help somebody to understand. You know, anybody who's thinking that the U.S. dollar that we're just going to continue on indefinitely like we have for the last, let's say, 100 years. Anybody who thinks that things never change, you need to understand that these systems are designed for a couple of reasons. One is the Fed or the central bank, if they're there to facilitate the business of banks, but there's more to it than that. And you know, you'll see it throughout history as we've been taking off the gold standard, and then as silver. I think it was Lyndon Johnson, I believe, took us out of the silver, and
yes.
And threatened. I can't remember his cloistered threat, but for those people he thought would hoard silver, and what was that, 71 maybe, he said that he would, devalue or demonetize silver. He wasn't going to collect it. He was just going to sort of, you know, make it worthless for you.
Right.
So there was that threat. But in any case, after that, you know, we are a pure fiat system, that freed up the Fed to go ahead and print as much worthless money as they could.
Right.
And, you know, that has devalued our dollar over the course of, you know, let's just go back to 71. We are, I forget what the dollar was worth in 71. I want to say closer to 50 cents. But and now it's worth 3.89 cents. So what, you know, printing that kind of money is creating a debt which is not the federal government's debt. That debt is belongs to every man, woman, and child who is a citizen of the United States. So.
Yes.
You know, this joke, when they collapse this system, we, not they, will be left holding the bag, and that is precisely what they want. And it will be just another one of these gigantic fleece jobs, and everybody's just going to be standing there like they were back in 1918 or whatever, saying, what the heck just happened, you know, as the truly wealthy get a lot wealthier.
Well,
I want to say
exactly. Go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say is I believe that if things hold together after such a collapse, society-wise, the legal forces are still capable of acting. I think what you're going to see is the foreclosure on all of America, business, commodities, land, you know, everything of value is going to be foreclosed upon and sold for
on
the dollar.
I don't think people understand what that means.
Well, what it means is you won't own anything. You won't have a bank account. You won't have a safe deposit box. You won't have a home. You won't have land. That's
right.
What it means. It'll be legally taken away. Now, everybody in the country simultaneously is not going to be run off their land.
No.
But, you know,
what but legally, is, legally possibly could be.
Right.
With respect to what Russia just did, you know, dumping T-bills, treasury notes, and a note is an IOU, and if, in fact, they did buy physical gold with that is a great move. I think what I wanted to say with regard to that is that, and I think this is kind of interesting, if a dollar is now worth 3.9 cents, which is
right.
About what it is, if that's the case, then you can, earlier this morning I checked to see what it would cost to buy one silver round. Now that's not a U.S., that's not a dollar, that's not a silver dollar. that is 1 round ounce of pure silver. It's
right.
about 17 and a quarter dollars. But and check me on this. Unless I just don't have much of an imagination, for you to walk in with 17 and a quarter dollars, you're actually walking in there with around 74 or 75 cents. Okay?
That's correct.
So you're going to trade 75 cents in real money for real money. You're going to trade that for an ounce of pure silver. Now, here's what I would say about that. And I know people are thinking a couple of different things. Yes, but I could spend that dollar somewhere else. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. But what I want to say about that is that if we do have, and the whole point of my oratory here is that I am concerned about the specter of hyperinflation, inflation or hyperinflation. There are any number of brilliant people out there right now that are basically expecting to see hyperinflation sometime relatively soon. I think I am too. And, you know, these are people like people that have made a living off being right. People like Lynette Zhang, Greg Manolino, Gerald Celente, Peter Schiff,
yep.
Jim Rogers, Jim Rickards, Jim Willie. These people do this for a living, and they're pretty good. And what I want to say about the buying silver for 74 cents is that if we get into any kind of inflationary spiral, you know, whether it's hyper or not, I mean, a dollar that's worth 3.9 cents is going to be worth even less, you know, like...
I agree.
Like, you know, zero or something, whereas that silver that you just paid 74 cents is going to go up literally exponentially. And I'll give you an example. If I can find it, I think you're gonna get a kick out of this. Back in 2009, in Venezuela, you could buy an ounce of silver for 39 bolivars. Okay. They reset the currency in February. I think it was February the 7th. They reset the currency. At that point, an ounce of silver cost 415,000 bolivars, okay?
Right.
Between February the 7th and today, or Friday, yesterday, now it's 1.3 million bolivars to an ounce of silver. Okay, now,
right.
You know, for those that, you know, listen with one ear, which is fine, remember that the ounce of silver is not what's changing. It's their
That's
currency
right.
is disintegrating.
Exactly.
A classic example, and, you know, everybody knows, this was never the worst. I think Zimbabwe was worse than the Weimar, I think.
Yeah.
But what
Well, there,
I think what
Zimbabwe's
happened,
printing 10 trillion unit, whatever their unit is, dollars or whatever it is, 10 trillion
right?
unit notes. It don't get much worse than that.
No, the only reason that I would probably bring up the Weimar Republic is because I think it's more universally known. In 1918, it was 5 German marks to buy bread. You could buy a loaf of bread.
Right.
By 1923, that same loaf of bread was 200 billion marks, okay?
Right.
One loaf of bread, 200 billion marks. Not million, billion marks. So, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not fear mongering or anything like that. I want people to think about what would happen to them if this happened here. And I know you've got the cognitive dissonance. You've got the people out there who are going to say, well, this is America. This can never happen here. But I'm seeing news articles here and there that are suggesting that the yield curve is, in fact, inverted. Others say it's flat, and I'm having a hard time figuring this one out. It should become obvious soon, but we've never had an inverted yield curve where we have not had a recession. So while you say that these kinds of things can't happen here, I want you to remember that the collapse of the fiat system is by design. It's not an event like getting hit by lightning. They fully intend to collapse the system to reset the debt. That's what they're going to do. It's not.
Oh, I agree.
It's not if. Yeah, it's not. This is not a one-off event. This has been planned. This has been in the works for 100 years. They knew this would occur. The people, the smart money. There was some, believe it or not, there was something out there called the Smart Money Index. If you can believe this, the Smart Money Index is absolutely tanked. The Smart Money Index right now is lower than it was in 2000 and just about equal to 08. But the smart money, those people have been heading for the exits for a while, and they are positioning themselves with tangibles. So the question of Vladimir Putin buying something real with U.S. dollars, you know, why would you not do that? Why would you? I know, you know, I understand a lot of people say, I don't have money for silver. Well, are you telling me you don't have $17.25? I cannot believe that you don't. The bread thing, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I've turned the page. I can find it in a minute. The bread, I want to say, right now, an ounce of silver in Venezuela buys 450 loaves of bread or something like this. But at the same time, and I may have said this last week, 1 ounce of silver in Venezuela buys enough food for one person for a half of a year. Did I say that before?
I can't recall. I think so, but I'm not sure, Rick.
Well, I have conversations with other people, and I can never necessarily remember who I told what. But you know, here's the gig, and I don't think I said this. So 2 ounces of silver buys enough food for one person for 1 year. A family of four, you would need 16 ounces of silver, which would be enough for four people for 2 years, and at a cost of about $275. Okay, so if you went out and bought, one tube is 20 ounces, okay? If you went out and bought one tube of silver and stuck it somewhere and we had a hyperinflationary event, you technically, for a family of four, would be able to, with that little purchase you made, buy 2 years' worth of food, you know, if our system looks anything like Venezuela. And Venezuela is not as bad as Weimar. And Weimar wasn't as bad as Zimbabwe. So, I'm not suggesting that I know what's going to happen, but I am incredibly suspicious. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call in number.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Today is Saturday, 23rd of June, 2018, and Rick and I have been talking about hyperinflation and all kinds of good stuff like that, comparing what could happen here to other countries where it has happened. Rick, was there anything more you wanted to say about that? I'm sure there is.
Well, yeah, there is, and you know what we can do, Rick, and I'll do a little more, and then we can maybe change the subject to knife making and maybe come back to this later. But yeah, there is something out there that very few people know about, and it's called the SIFI, S-I-F-I.
Yes.
It's the strategically important financial institutions, not strategically important. Systemically
yes.
Important. And what that means is these are institutions that are so large that if something happened to them, it could become systemic. This
yes.
includes people like Deutsche Bank, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America,
right.
Citigroup. The reason that I brought this up last week, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, Deutsche Bank's stock since the beginning of this year, I think, is down to about 10 or 11, down from 50. They are completely insolvent at this point.
Yes, they are.
They're being called, everybody's calling them a zombie bank. That's, you know, this is common street knowledge now. They are sitting on $50 trillion in derivatives. And if you remember from last week, we talked about what a derivative is, but basically it's a form of, in my opinion, gambling.
Yes.
You know, you're buying a, what would you call it, a financial instrument, an investment instrument that has absolutely no substance to it, just no backing. It's just paper junk. That's all it is. You're buying that in hopes that it will go up. And, you know, 10 years ago, I probably was okay with it. In fact, if I look through some of these investments, like mutual funds and other things that other people actually, they buy for you, you know, you might have in any given fund, there could be 200 stocks in there or other financial instruments. They're probably in there. But, you know, 10 years ago, I was fine with it. I'm not fine with it now. And, you know, there are, because I'm getting a little paranoid here about these people who stand to make vast sums of money in this collapse. So for those people that just don't think the system, they every time. They do every time, and they're looking forward to it. And when you get people, very powerful, very wealthy people, like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, Soros, Soros, the man that collapsed the Bank of England. You think that can't happen?
Yeah.
He collapsed.
Oh, I know
he
did.
He collapsed the sterling, and it did happen. Yeah, he was not only was he invested backwards there, he was shorting. He was doing everything he could to make it happen because of the billions he would make when it did happen. And now you see he's using his wealth to good effect. He's, you know, paying off, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter with those extra bucks he's got. So, you know, he's a brilliant guy.
I still think they ought to arrest him for treason.
Well, unless this is a psyop, I understand he's wanted basically dead or alive in Russia. And I don't know why, you know, we can't do the same thing. I mean, this guy is an international, he's an enemy of all states. They need to track this guy down. But apparently that's, you know, I guess he's above the law right there with Hitler, Rot, and Clinton. So I guess that's not going to happen. So anyway, the systemically important banks, you've got Deutsche Bank sitting on, Deutsche Bank, all by themselves, $50 trillion in derivatives. If that mess begins to slide, you know, it's going to be like swimming near the Titanic when it goes down. The draft, you know, by the time you know what's going on, you're going to be a half mile under as well. So, you know, that's why they even have a SIFI index, because these professionals, these financial professionals, understand the inherent danger of having something this large, you know, in the kiddie pool with the rest of us. It's just very, very, it's very dangerous. So,
I absolutely agree.
Yeah. So that index has, and here's the significance. It has completely decoupled from the market sometime in the last month or two, the SIFI index has totally decoupled from the financial market. You know, the Dow and all that it's loose.
Yes.
And it's running loose. And that is scaring a lot of professionals. They don't like that. They don't like the flat or inverted yield curve. There it goes. There's that song.
Yeah. All right, folks, call in numbers 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes or so.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the second half hour. A few housekeeping items I want to hit real quick, and then we'll get back to the conversation. First, I'd like to invite you folks to visit the website, ruralsurvival.show. That's dot show, believe it or not. That is a legitimate, what they call a TLD, the thing that comes after the dot. We've got that site there. You'll find a constant RSS feed of the latest shows posted to YouTube, really good weather forecast down at the bottom of every page, contact form if you got any ideas for the show, and all that. Also like to ask you to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Hundreds of free downloads. Anybody that's listened to the show knows that if they've ever visited there that, you know, what a wealth of information it is. And that, oh, one other thing. I'm out of flash drives, and I will be until the first week in July. Nothing I can do about it, just the way things are. Hopefully we'll get back going again first week in July on that. Okay, Rick. Let's get
I've
back
got
to
one extra. Back. I'll sell it for, yeah, I've got one extra. I'll sell it for $200. Let's do this. Oh, by the way, Susie, if you're out there, Sam has my phone number. I apologize. I forgot to do that for you. I said I would. I said that I would send you a PDF in the snail mail regarding uses for DMSO. And if you will call me on the phone later, I will do that. Yeah, so let me see if I can sort of tie this session that looks like so much complaining. Let me see if I can kind of tie it together Sure. Well, where am I going with this? Well, since I wrote this down, let me read one more ridiculous example of what was going on in Weimar. The Weimar, they had what was called a million mark note, okay? So if a loaf of bread cost 200 billion marks, that means you needed 200,000 million mark notes in your pocket, and I don't know anybody with pants like this, to buy one loaf of bread. Now, what I want to say about this is two things. Now, first of all, this note was so useless, they left the back blank because writing paper was so much more valuable than the note. So if you wanted to write yourself notes, you could do it on the back of a million mark note because it was your scratch pad.
Right.
So 200,000 to buy a loaf of bread. Now here's what I'm going to say about that. Even though pre-ground flour, gold metal flour, it doesn't store too terribly well. It doesn't store as long as rice or unground red wheat. You know, you're talking rice and wheat. You can easily get 25 years out of that. And we're going to get to that here in a little while because I've got some information that I want everybody to have. But if you got to carry 200,000 million mark notes to get a loaf of bread, why in the world would you not consider storing 50 pounds of flour? I've got some flour downstairs that somebody gave me back in 2012, and it's still fine. We're still using it. It will tend to get weevils if you don't keep it in an oxygen-free environment. But you know, if you're going to pay if you're going to pay $200 billion for a loaf of bread, wouldn't it be a lot cheaper just to buy a bag of flour now? Just saying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking ahead here.
So, Rick, when you and I were in the military, they had those 25-pound square tins of flour. Do you remember those?
I've got those tins with survival biscuits in them from Air Raid Shelter from 1945.
I guarantee you, if their can's good, they're still good.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've been looking for those 25-pound tins of flour because I know they keep forever, and I can't find them anywhere.
Well,
I know
they've got to
still make them.
Oh, I'm convinced they do, but you know, you might be just as well off to use the number 10 cans, or if not, I mean, there are certainly other ways. There's certainly other ways to store where you can get, you know, longevity out of flour or wheat, and it would involve. And I've got some information. Maybe everybody might want to grab a pencil because I'm going to give you the name of a place where I will buy Mylar bags. But what I'm suggesting is, with all this Chicken Little insanity and, oh, you better look out, the boogeyman's coming. No, I'm not trying to scare anybody. What I'm trying to make clear to you the value of a tangible, like a bucket of red wheat, and if you've got a mill, oh my goodness, if you've got a mill, you can grind it as you need it. You can grind your wheat, rice, or beans, or whatever you got, and make your own flour on the fly. That way, you don't have to worry about long-term storage of something like flour. Although, what is it? 2-6 years later, is my flour still okay? So that's not so bad. That would certainly get you through that would almost get you through an EMP. But I got a question for you, Rick. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Now, I had an idea, and you're the walking encyclopedia. You can tell me if this will work.
Okay.
If I took gallon mason jars or care or whatever brand ball, and
maybe half
one of those up with flour, mm-hmm. and then dropped an oxygen absorber or two in it,
right?
Sealed it up real good. How long do you think that would last? Or do you think it would last?
I'm going to say, probably. I'm going to say 5 to 10 years, and this is why I would say that, because I know I'm in 6 and everything's fine. What happens is a Weevil dies. An oxygen absorber, and you get to use the little ones. You get to use the little tiny ones that are about the size of a sugar packet.
Right.
What happens there is that when you put the lid on that, in fact, that's how I keep my oxygen absorbers in a half-gallon mason jar with a rubber lid. And you ought to see what happens. You ought to see me trying to get that lid off. I mean, you got to use fingernails to get that top off. But what happens
is... I bet.
You're reducing the oxygen level inside that jar to around 1-1.5%. And a Weevil cannot live at that point. So in order for Weevils to get loose and start ruining your flower, you would have to have a leak somewhere. So, and I would suggest that half-gallon mason jars are certainly available, although they don't hold a lot of flower because flower is pretty fluffy. So, that being the case, I would probably opt for 5-gallon food-grade buckets in a Mylar bag and a 2,000 cc oxygen absorber. That's probably, if I was going, and then for the one you're using, for whatever one you've broken into, you're going to use that one up before the Weevils can get, because see, you got to understand, there are nits, Weevil eggs everywhere. They're on the wheat when that stuff's ground, and they remain viable.
Oh, sure.
Those things will hatch and they become those screwy looking little worms.
Yeah.
So whatever flower bucket you broke into and you're using, you put on top of that what's called a gamma seal lid, and that is a bucket lid where the middle unscrews and it's got a big rubber grommet on it. And those things, let's say you got 10 buckets of white rice, but you're only dipping out of one, okay, that one will have a gamma seal lid. And then as you use that up, you move that gamma seal lid to the next bucket. That's what you do.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Well, you know what? So while we're on the subject, let me tell you what it is about that, because last week my sister Carla, whom you've met, was asking me about this very subject. And then, here in a few minutes we can talk about knife making, which is a lot more fun. Well, maybe it's not. The Mylar bags, if you go to a website called Agra, that's like A-G-R-I, Agra, as in agriculture, Agra bags, and you have to put an S on bags, because there is a website called Agra Bag, and that's the mesh bags like you get potatoes and onions in. Okay, that's altogether a different deal. So Agra bags, plural, agrabags.com, Mylar bags, they come in a combo kit. Pull up the thing, click on the little icon where you see a shiny Mylar bag, foil-looking thing. They look like foil. Go over to the right and look at the combo and what you're looking for. What you're looking for are the Mylar bags that are 20 by 30 inches. Those go in 5 and 6 gallon buckets. Okay. The combo kit, this gives you 50 Mylar bags, which is a lot, and 60 2,000 cc oxygen absorbers. And that's, I don't know why they're giving you 10 extra, but, they are. Now, that's all for $99, okay? So that comes out to about $2 a bucket. So, and I just looked this up for you guys this morning. If you go to Lowe's, they're about the only people I know right now where you can walk in and buy a food-grade bucket right off the shelf and a food-grade lid. The bucket is $3.25, and the lid is $1.78. So here's the deal. Here's the way this would work. You go to Sam's Club and you get a 50-pound bag of rice. The last time I was there, it was about $15. Believe it or not, one 5-gallon bucket holds almost exactly with space to fold the bag. 25 pounds. So you're going to need two buckets, two lids, two Mylar bags, and two oxygen absorbers. Okay, so the cost for that will be $14.50 per bucket, or $29 to bucket up a 50-pound bag of white rice, which is a lot. A 50-pound bag of white rice. I also did the math conversion for you guys. Typically around here, when we make rice, we take a cup of rice and two cups of water, because we don't have a huge family right here now. But that's enough rice for about three people. One cup of rice weighs 185 grams or 6.5 ounces. What you get out of a 50-pound bag of rice would be 125 pots of boiled rice that would serve about three people at a time. So that's what you're going to get out of a 50-pound bag. You're going to be able around here, you know, I could make, if I made rice, you know, every single day, I could make rice for about 6 months. And that's one bag. So for you to have two 25-pound buckets of rice, which, by the way, are pretty easily handled, 25 pounds isn't a big deal for most people.
Well, Rick, what I'm wondering is, instead of using those big bags, I'm sitting here looking at the price per case on, say, 12-inch by 15-inch, or that's just one I happen to be looking at. 500 to a case, 71 of them.
Are you saying you're at AgriBags?
Yes.
You're at AgriBags? Yeah, they've got aluminum ones. If you want to use 2 gallon buckets, you know, those are available as well.
Well, what I'm thinking is putting several bags in 1 5-gallon bucket.
Oh, not a bad idea at all. The only thing the bucket is doing is keeping rodents off. The bucket actually has no function.
I agree.
You know, the problem with Mylar, a mouse can bite a hole in it. The minute they bite it, you got a leak, and then the air gets in, and then the weevils get going. So that's all the bucket. And then there are a lot of people that would argue that if that's the case, you don't even need a food-grade bucket. Well, okay.
Well, I tend to agree.
You probably don't, but at $3.25, I mean, you're going to pay $2.75 or $3 for a non-food-grade bucket. You wouldn't save that much money. But
it's only 50 cents difference. I agree.
Yeah, it's not a real big penalty. I doubt that what goes on with a bucket that is not food grade, it's not the bucket, it's the release agent that they spray. They have a form that they make the bucket around when the plastic's molten. And there is a release agent that they have to spray on the form, or they can't get the bucket off. Okay, so you know, on the one hand, they'll use a release agent that you shouldn't have in your mouth, and that would be for like the orange Home Depot bucket or the blue Lowe's bucket. Okay, those, but the white ones, you know, they're using a food grade release agent, and so, you know, that costs a little more, or so they say. So
it probably does.
It could, you know, and I've had this argument over and over again. I'm going to call it an argument, this discussion, over and over again about, well, couldn't you just wash the bucket super duper well and, you know, get the release agent out of it? I highly suspect you can do just exactly that. So I guess if you've got buckets and lids around already. Yeah.
I used to get free 55-gallon drums that had liquid chromium in it. Okay, EPA shut down this place. They came in with their SWAT team. It was a mess. But anyway, they're still in business, so I won't say the name. But they made them spend millions and millions of dollars to clean up their act. Well, one of the things they did was make them drill 5 holes in the bottom of every bucket before they disposed of them. So people couldn't do what I was doing. And what I would do, I'd put a couple of gallons of hot water in there and about a quarter cup of Dawn dishwashing liquid, and then roll it all around, wash it real good, stick a hose in it, and let it run for 30 minutes until all the soap and everything was washed out. And we used them for water storage, and we're still fine.
I'm not, well, you're a little braver than I am, but yeah, I mean, you know, there are, but especially if you're going to run that through a Berkey or a McCanny water filter, which I suggest you do if you're thinking about drinking. I wouldn't mind bathing. I would call that gray water at that point. But, you know, for drinking, I'd probably want to run that through a filter. Or maybe,
we did,
you know,
this
maybe
25
get yourself
years ago before we knew about how bad chromium was. Hey, buddy,
that's
we got
stuff.
Break again. 800-313-9443.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. And today is Saturday, June 23, year of our Lord, 2018. Rick and I are discussing food preservation, Mylar bags, oxygen absorbers, and five-gallon buckets. You're welcome to give us a call. The number is 800-313-9443. We'd love to hear your ideas and your solutions, especially if you've already tried them, or if you just got a question, give us a call. You know, Rick, during the break, I was looking at this thing, this website you gave out.
Yeah.
Agribags.com. You know, this is really and truly not bad at all.
No, in fact, there's a reason that I go there, and one of the reasons is there is another site called, who will sell you these things, called Emergency Preparedness, and there are three reasons I don't like doing business with them. One is they're expensive. Two, they're certainly on the radar of the deep state, you know, and anybody that goes there is probably automatically redlisted. And the other thing is I simply don't like their arrogant attitude. These people are reasonably inexpensive, and, you know, with a name like Agribag, Agribags, you know, I think you're going to get a little less trouble than playing around at a website called Emergency Preparedness. So there are a few reasons I like to go here, but at $2 a bag with the oxygen absorber, I do think that you're right. It, to me, it is a good deal.
Yeah. Well, there's another website out there. Actually, it's a huge company. It's called Uline.
And, oh, I know. They got them.
Oh, they've got them. But you got to buy in significant quantity to really save money over this place.
Yeah,
now,
I
want
to
go
the gal
buy
10,000. Oh, geez.
Yeah. You know, you got to buy 10,000 8x15 Mylar bags to get, you know, a really good price down to 2-3 cents each. And for all I know, this might be worth.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, well.
So, and, but if you got that kind of money.
Yeah. No, I'm all for the smaller bag theory. In fact, what I've done in some cases, like if I, and you can do this. And by the way, this brings up another point, because during the break I heard some people speaking to me and subliminally screaming, "What in the hell am I supposed to do with this Mylar bag thing?" Well, you can do anything you want with it. It's 20
yep.
by 30. Sometimes I will cut it right in half. And here's how it would work. You take your bucket and you put it on the ground. You put the Mylar bag down in there. And what I normally do is stick both my arms down in there and I smack it outwards to open it up. Okay. Now this foil bag, and we've all seen Mylar birthday balloons. You know what they look like. They're silver. It's sticking up 6 to 8 inches out of the bucket. Okay, good. Cut the top off the rice bag and fill the bucket to within about 6 inches of the top, and believe it or not, that's going to be just about half the rice. Now, this is what you do then. You grab, this thing is
all right,
flat.
Hey, buddy, hang on.
I can't.
Top of the hour break.
We'll be
800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.